The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
When speaking of salvation, some theologians today talk about initial salvation and final salvation. What do they mean? Should eternal salvation be explained this way? We are delighted that you've joined us today on Grace in Focus. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We are located in North Texas, and you can find out more about us at our website, faithalone.org. You can also read our daily blogs there and find other free grace resources. Check us out at faithalone.org. Now, with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Philippe Sterling.
Philippe, I think you have a question there from someone named John.
Yes. Dear radio guys.
Are we the radio guys?
I guess we're the radio guys. Can you explain initial salvation and final salvation? So maybe a short answer and a long answer.
Now, first of all, I want to praise John for a short question. Y'all listen to what he's doing and follow up. Give us short questions and you're going to get on the air, because this makes it much easier to answer the question. So the short answer is, initial salvation is final salvation. In other words, there really is no such thing as initial salvation. The moment that you are saved, you're saved forever. That's why it's called, by the way, now this is a theological term, it doesn't occur in the Bible, but once saved, always saved. That's because once you're saved, it's final.
Wow. And it's also called everlasting life.
Or some people call it eternal security.
Eternal security.
Or in John's gospel, you'll never perish, you'll never hunger, you'll never thirst, you'll never die, you'll never be cast out. All of those things are true the moment you believe. It's not like I have to believe until I die and then they become true of me when I go to heaven.
Yeah.
No, they're true at the moment I believe.
So the short biblical answer is?
There's really no difference.
No difference. But now, volumes.
There's lots
written about.
There are books and articles and blogs and things. So I think you have a book there from, Tom Schreiner and Ardell Canada?
Yes.
What's it called? The Race Set Before Us.
Yeah, The Race Set Before Us. And I'll come to a chart that they have on page 40 of this,
okay,
I guess, first edition of their book.
Yeah.
And it shows a line. And at the beginning of the line, it says already. And at the end of the line, it says not yet.
Okay, now before we go on there, already not yet comes out of, not dispensational, but eschatology. Within eschatology, I guess was it George Eldon Ladd or one of them,
right,
popularized this expression, the kingdom is already here, but it's not yet here.
It's inaugurated, but it will not be established. But there's some sense that it's already inaugurated.
Some dispensationalists actually say that there's some sense in which Jesus is ruling today.
Yes.
And there's some sense in which kingdom. The old dispensationalists used to refer to a mystery form of the kingdom which existed today. But in any case, Schreiner and Canada are applying this already not yet, not to eschatology, but to soteriology, the doctrine of salvation.
Yes. And here on this picture, you like to fast walk.
Yeah.
So this man just race walking and he's thinking. And there's a kind of a cloud thought. You know,
the bubble up there.
The bubble up there. It says, warnings and admonitions call for faith that endures to receive the prize. So the runner is running for the prize.
And what is the prize? So, Do they tell you in the church?
So according to Schreiner and Canada, the prize is salvation.
No,
eternal life.
They don't actually say that.
That is exactly there. And now here, it's not just a little cloud sign. It's emphasized, you know, solid lines.
What does
lines.
It say exactly?
The prize is salvation, eternal life.
Wow. So, and Schreiner is a leading New Testament scholar, and he teaches at Southern Seminary, which is the flagship seminary for Southern Baptist churches in the United States and around the world. And Canada teaches at a Baptist school in Minnesota. He's also a New Testament scholar. These are not two schlubs. These guys are sharp.
So the name of the book, The Race Set Before Us, is to have final salvation at the end shown by the fact of we've persevered in faithfulness.
And they do use the expression final salvation.
Yes, they have another chart, you know, on page 45, and they show the end again, present assurance of final salvation, but not without perseverance. So,
okay, so they're saying final salvation requires perseverance.
Right.
Now, by the way, Schreiner and Cannady, these are not leading Arminians. These aren't people who teach you can lose your salvation.
Those are Reformed, you know.
They're Calvinists.
Reformed Calvinists, yes.
And they don't believe you can lose your salvation, but this is a tricky thing they've developed. What they're saying is what you get when you believe is not final. You don't get final salvation until you persevere to the end. And so as a result, you have initial salvation.
That is, but it's probationary.
It's kind of probationary, which right. sounds like Arminianism, right?
Yes.
You have salvation, but you can lose it. But what these people say is, well, yeah, you can lose that initial salvation, but you're not really losing it because it wasn't really final salvation. Right. Whereas the Arminian would say, there's only one kind of salvation. And it doesn't become final until you persevere to the end. But these people say, no, there's two kinds of salvation, initial and final. And the initial is by faith, and the final is by faith plus works.
Did you know that the Grace Evangelical Society offers an MDiv degree through our online seminary? And tuition is free to those who maintain a 3.0 grade average. It is a 3-year degree program, and you could submit your application now to gain acceptance. Then stay apprised of our registration periods for upcoming semester terms. Program and application details can be found at gesseminary.org. Have a look at our MDiv degree. Become an approved workman. Find out how. gesseminary.org.
And then I think you have a quote also from someone else.
I have two quotes from John Piper. Okay, now back in 2017, which, you know, time flies. That's like 7 years ago now. Back in September 25th of 2017, Dr. John Piper, a leading Calvinist, and I've heard him speak, he's a real nice guy, and he was pastor of a church in Minnesota, was pastor of Bethlehem Baptist Church there for many years, and he's a leading author. And he published a blog at desiringgod.org, their website, and it was entitled, Does God Really Save Us by Faith Alone? And the funny thing is, his answer was no. Here's a Calvinist. He jokingly calls himself a 7-point Calvinist. And yet, here's what he says. These works of faith and this obedience of faith, these fruits of the Spirit that come by faith are necessary for our final salvation. Notice he's using that same expression that Schreiner and Cannady use, final salvation. He says, no holiness, no heaven. And he cites Hebrews 12:14. So he says, look, if you don't persevere in holiness, you're not getting into heaven. So we should not speak of getting to heaven by faith alone in the same way we are justified by faith alone. So he's saying we're justified by faith alone, but we get to heaven by faith plus works. He goes on, essential to the Christian life and necessary for final salvation. I'm quoting him here. Necessary for final salvation is the killing of sin, Romans 8:13, and the pursuit of holiness, Hebrews 12:14. Mortification of sin, sanctification of holiness. Did I mention that Piper is a Calvinist? He's saying this, and yet he's a Calvinist. Also, in that same blog, he writes, in justification, faith receives the finished work of Christ. In sanctification, faith receives the ongoing power of Christ. In final salvation, which he emphasizes, at the last judgment, faith is confirmed by the sanctifying fruit it has borne. And notice this, Philippe, and we are saved through that fruit and that faith. So what Piper is saying is there's initial salvation by faith alone. There's final salvation, which is by faith plus fruit.
So we could simplify. I mean, he uses a lot of words, but it could be simplified. We are saved by grace, through faith, and fruit.
That sounds not quite like Ephesians 2:8-9.
Nah.
Yeah, and of course he says that there's no holiness, no heaven. And he says if you don't kill the flesh, you're not going to go to heaven. In fact, I remember one of his famous sermons. He was speaking through a group of young people, high school and college age, maybe young working people, like in their 20s. And this is a direct quote. You can look it up online. If you don't fight lust, you will go to hell. That's what he said. If you don't fight lust, you will go to hell. Now, that's the same thing as saying you've got to mortify the flesh in order to get final salvation. Well, this is coming from a Calvinist, and this is coming from someone who says eternal security is true. But yet, in my opinion, when a Calvinist says eternal security, what they really mean is that the elect are eternally secure. But they have, and by the way, there's a new video out. It's a documentary film called Once Saved, Always Saved, a documentary film. And it's done by a group of people who believe you can lose your salvation. And in this video, they say that Augustine saw in Scripture that some people are eternally secure. But Augustine also saw these warnings in Scripture about falling away, which he interpreted as if you fall away, you're going to go to hell. So Augustine came up with the view that the elect are eternally secure, but there are other people who are born again who are not elect, and they go to hell because they don't persevere. And they say in this video that Calvin held the same view. Now, I never saw that in Calvin, but maybe it's true. But their point is that there are people, even Calvinists will say, if you fail to persevere, you're going to hell. Right? And now you're seeing it in Schreiner, Cannaday, Piper, and they call it final salvation. But the thing we need to recognize is John 3:16 says, whoever believes in him will never perish. The moment I believe in him, that's true of me.
Yeah. And so believers do not enter into that judgment at all.
John 5:24, shall not come
into
judgment.
And that's the great white throne.
Right.
No judgment.
Concerning our eternal life.
And they just put all judgments and compress it to that great white throne judgment.
That's a good point. Now, I wrote another book called The Role of Good Works at the Final Judgment, and Schreiner was one of the four authors. There were four of us. And when I explained the difference between the judgment seat of Christ and the great white throne judgment, Schreiner said, I can't keep up with all this stuff Wilkin's talking about. There's only one judgment, and judgment seat of Christ is another word for the great white throne judgment. Well, thank you so much for your attention to these details. I encourage you to meditate on these issues. They're very important. And let's make sure we keep grace
in focus.
We invite you to check out our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday 5-minute YouTube videos at YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. You will love the content and learn a lot. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. On our next episode, what needs to be believed that will make a person saved forever? Please join us. Until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.